Did you know that sometimes you try to let the universe off the hook? Did you know that some people try to make it easier for God to do his job? And by the way, his job is the how. He's the creative one. He is the one who gets to choose how what belongs to you gets to you. Ooh, that's so powerful. That's so fun. Because we usually, we do two things. We'll either disregard the stupid thing that comes to us in inspiration, usually in the theta state, or we'll try to make it easier for the universe by saying, oh, I don't have to have all of that. Or, he, if you're looking for your spouse, ladies, he doesn't have to be, that good looking, or he doesn't have to be that fit, or he doesn't have to make that much money, or he doesn't have to do whatever you, settle. You cancel. The order that was coming from the universe by letting it off the hook and not staying till the end and not standing when you've done everything to stand, stand. Don't stop. Don't relax. As far as, I don't mean don't relax as in the terms of waiting. No, relax and smile and laugh and be happy and jubilant. No, but don't relax in expecting. Woo, that's powerful. Don't relax in expecting what you want to happen. Because that's what you want, isn't it? Why are you discounting it? Why are you settling? Why are you changing? You don't need to. Don't try. Okay, so the how is not your job. So don't try to figure out how. That brings stress. Okay? Learn to flow and learn to be grateful. Learn to be grateful even if it hasn't happened yet. Even if it seems like it's taking forever. No. The sooner you relax and go, it's mine, it's done, the faster it'll happen. But when you're worrying about it, when you're worried and when you're watching, when you're checking everything, when you're not in the state of assumption, assuming it's already done, or not in the place where you go, I have it already. If you're not acting as if you have it already, then start doing that, okay? Start smiling, start rejoicing, start jumping up and down. Stop holding back. Stop holding back your excitement. What are you curbing it for? And by the way, curbing is not curving like you, some people say, C-U-R-V-I-N-G. It's not. To be curbed is to be kicked to the curb. C-U-R-B-I-N-G. Curbing. Stop curbing your enthusiasm. The enthusiasm you have before it is tangible. Oh my goodness. Okay, so stop worrying about how it's going to get to you. Just stand on what you want and don't settle. Okay? There's so much more I can say, but that's enough, right? That's enough for you, right? Get that. Love you.